We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could throw me out the window and call me a cunt.
Even though
I would dust myself off and say, I love you. My guest today has a podcast coming out called The Squirt. Yes. You've also seen her on, I have your IMDb page.
Oh my God.
You've seen her on Sunnyside. You've seen her in Search Party, Lonely and Horny. It's Kelly Hudson.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this.
Oh my God, I got so nervous when you started to read off of my IMDb.
Why?
I was like, oh no, is it going to be a bunch of like College Humor videos from 10 years ago?
No, I started at the most recent.
And it all worked out. I forgot I was on Sunnyside.
You forgot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was very recent. And in my head, I was like, oh, it wouldn't have been added yet.
Well, it was.
It was.
Someone is real
on top of it.
On your IMDb.
Those NBC people are, I guess, you know, professionals.
They're here for you.
Yes, indeed.
Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for doing this.
Hard to feel relevant.
That was very real.
Since having a child.
Mm-hmm.
so I feel like a little out of the scene.
Fair.
Out of the world of professionals. Because I've been a professional mom the last 15 months. But yeah, it's great to be here.
And I'm 15 months.
Yes, baby's 15 months old.
That's when do you start saying years?
I don't know. I think after two.
You should just do months for the rest of his life.
Like, I know.
He's 200 months old.
What is it, 206 now? Yeah, he's 206 months old.
He is so cute.
Thank you.
And very well behaved.
Yes.
I mean, from the small experiences I've had with
him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, he's great. And he's really good with people. He's like today, he's with a babysitter who I've never used before. And she came in and he just like shyly smiled at her immediately. I'm like, oh, you're a doll. Thank
That's
you.
So cute.
Yes. Very lucky mommy.
I used to babysit and sometimes I would walk in and the baby would be like excited to see me and the mom would be like, oh my goodness, he's flirting with you. I'm like, no, this baby
Nicole,
is not flirting
I
with me.
I fucking hate it when people
it's
say
weird.
That. Isn't it gross? I don't like flirting. I don't like calling a baby's friends.
Look, he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's so fucked up
I'm
and
like,
weird.
This is like the ultimate platonic relationship. This is the most platonic relationship he'll ever
truly
have.
He's a fucking baby.
Yes.
Or like
like when babies have like slightly sexual sayings on their like onesies, and
no.
you're like,
oh God, yes. And basically, onesies with anything written on them, I hate. Like, they just do a bad job.
Why?
It's always something real weird that they're trying to have the baby say.
Uh-huh. Why do babies wear onesies?
Okay, here's why. I realized this. They need like a little button snap at the crotch because basically their shirt will just like bunch up and ride up all the time because they're like being picked up. Mm-hmm. They're wiggling around. They're crawling. They're, you know, now that he's walking, he can wear like a regular t-shirt.
That makes a lot of sense. And it never occurred to me. I was just like, I don't know. I guess we wear leotards until someone decides it's time.
Yeah. And then the button snaps. You snap them open. Easy access to the diaper change. Mm-hmm. There's tons of stuff that's designed around easy access to the diaper change.
Gotta get to that diapy when it's full.
Yeah. Gotta get to it real fast.
It's funny because like I would never put my nose to someone's butt just normally.
Yes. But
when I nannied, I would always have this baby's ass to my nose.
Yes, just sniffing it.
Like, are you dirty?
Are you stinky?
Are we stinky and dirty?
It's real funny.
Yeah, it is very funny to smell someone's shit at point blank range.
Yeah, like you're so close to it. Yes. Ugh, so close, you can taste it.
Yes, you could really just reach out and taste it. Reach out.
Has he peed in your face yet?
He peed in my face. Well, I don't. Yes. Okay. Yes. He kept peeing on us like during the first few months of his life. Just over and over and over again. Right off the bat. I was like, wow, no one told me about this. Frisky little penis. he's just constantly. But yeah, one time it was like pee all over my face, and then like it went all over the blinds.
Oh no.
I think I got poop on the blinds too.
Oh,
one
no.
time. The blinds are right next to the changing table.
Yeah, move that changing table.
I know.
You can have poopy blinds.
It's not good. It's not good. I've cleaned the blinds so much. Also, no one ever told me that babies get boners.
Oh.
I mean, I think I had heard. Is this news to you?
Yes.
So maybe this is too much information about my son.
Nope.
But like, nope, it isn't. Keep talking. Okay. So I had heard from a friend like, oh yeah, my son got a boner one time. And I was like, oh, that's insane. Jonah has a boner all the time.
Oh.
Like almost every diaper change.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I don't know if he's weird.
Well, I'll tell you something. People in the comments will let you know.
Oh, I can't wait.
They'll let you know.
I can't wait to be dragged across the universe.
Don't talk
said.
About your son's boner.
Ever, you pervert.
I mean, whatever.
Don't look at it. Never look at it.
When I would nanny, I was always like, what am I allowed to look at? Like, is it wrong? But I'm like, I'm changing its fucking diaper.
You constantly have
so
to look
like, whatever.
Straight at their nutsacks and their buttholes.
Yeah,
and
gross.
Yeah, just cleaning poop off of everything. It's great.
So you're married.
I'm married.
How long have you been married?
Almost 5 years. It's going to be 5 years this year.
And then how long were you together?
Dan and I got together with Dan Klein is my husband.
He's very funny.
He's funny. He's pretty funny. He and I got together in 2009. So it's been about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Do you remember who asked who out?
Well, Dan and I's the beginning of our relationship was a little dramatic. Whew. I was with a guy that I'd moved to New York with.
Mm-hmm.
We'd been together almost 5 years. Then I met Dan Klein.
Oh, wow.
And me and that guy were kind of in like an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of lived my life like I was constantly on the prowl anyway. Like, but, you know, when I met Dan, I was like, oh, he's just the nicest man I've ever met. And Arthur Meyer I met at the same time. I was like, how did I meet? How did these two
nice
wonderful,
boys.
Sweet boys get into my life? This is the best. And yeah, so we went to, do you remember Improm?
Yes, I never went, okay. But I saw the pictures.
Okay, yeah.
So Improm was just an improvised prom?
Yes, Nicole and I were part of a improv community in New York.
Real fucking nerdy,
big time nerdy. And this one venue called The Creek in the Cave, which is now very stand-up-y.
Yeah, I feel like it's only stand-up.
It's only stand-up, but it started out very improv.
Very improv-y.
And the owner of The Creek in the Cave threw something called Improm, which was just a bunch of dorky improvisers dressing up. And, like, mm-hmm. Dan asked me to Improm, like, as a friend. we were, like, 26, 25 years old.
I love it.
And then I think I actually ended up making out with Amy Whitehouse that night in front of Dan.
Oh.
And Dan was like, "You're so cool." Because it kind of was one of those moments where I like, she turned around and I like pulled her. It was cool. And then like after that, we hung out as, you know, we kept hanging out as friends. And mm-hmm. then suddenly it was like, oh my God. I really want to kiss you. And then I told my boyfriend about it. I sound insane. I sound fucking crazy.
No, you don't.
Okay. And then I told my boyfriend and I was like, I really like this guy. I kind of want to see him. And he was like, no, we're done with that. And I was like, oops, I'm in love with him, though. And so it was a very slow, painful breakup.
So you were in an open relationship and then you were like, I want to see this person. And he was like, we're done with being in an open relationship.
Yes.
How convenient.
Yes. Very convenient. It was rocky there at the end. We had just grown apart so much. I was balls deep in the improv scene.
You were going to improv and he was an adult.
Yes. Well, he was like a graduate student at NYU and he had his own balls deepness. So, so yeah, then Dan and I think it was like Halloween night of 2009 that we were officially together.
Aw, do you remember what you were dressed up as?
I do. Dan was dressed as a Jonas brother. And I was dressed as ZZ Top.
Okay.
With my friend Emily.
Okay.
We were both dressed in beards. And there was like a romantic pulling of the beard down kissing moment.
Oh boy, every girl's dream to have their beard pulled down and kissed.
Oh, such a dream.
That is truly so funny.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, I love it. It's great. It's a good part of my history.
Were you ever in an open relationship before that open relationship?
No, that guy kind of introduced the idea to me. And then I realized that that's kind of the kind of person that I am. Like, I'm definitely someone that can be attracted to more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm polyamorous or capable of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've not really dabbled in being in love with more than one person. It's a little, it sounds real risky.
For me, it sounds exhausting.
Oh, yeah. There was a time with me and that ex where I was dating two girls and a guy and my boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Yes. It was like my life was people.
Two girls, a guy. That's four people you were dating?
I was dating four people.
That's crazy.
It was very fun, but so stupid. It was like my life's work. It's like dating people.
How did you manage all of, like,
I don't know. I definitely pissed some people off.
Yeah,
one of the girls was like, fuck you. I think she, like, saw me out with one of the guys and was like,
oh,
you can't be at this lesbian party with that fucking guy. And I'm like,
you can't.
And, yeah, she wanted something more out of the relationship. It was really tricky. I was such a rascal back then.
I mean, it's so exciting to hear about.
What a little rascal.
I just couldn't fathom it. Like, yeah. I've tried to date more than one person at a time, mm-hmm. and it is so hard to juggle.
Right.
And then for me, it's like complicated to be like, I think I like this one more. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that is tricky. I mean, my first rule is just honesty right off the bat. And like, basically, if the person will tolerate whatever my situation is, I'm like, great, good. If they're not into it, I'm like, fine, bye. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I keep reading articles about people in polyamorous relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, there was this lady who was, I think she lives in Florida. She's like pregnant by her newest boyfriend but then also lives with four other boyfriends.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, and you all live together?
And you're not, like, constantly fighting a UTI? I mean, probably getting fucked constantly, right?
Yeah, probably. And I was like, I mean, what a real treat.
Yeah.
To have five gentlemen who just love you.
It seems neat.
It does.
It seems a little neat, but also terrifying.
So terrifying. And then I'm like, how do you, have to like court all of these people and you have to go through like, do they like me? Do they not like me? Do they like me? Until like, you know, all five of them like me.
Right.
And then I found this other lady on Instagram who has a husband and a boyfriend, and they all take pictures together and love each other. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I just, this is wild.
Yeah.
And then I found an article about this other lady who is married, but then has a girlfriend who also lives in the house, and the girlfriend takes care of the kids too. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, whatever fucking works.
I know. Whatever you can trick people into doing for you.
Honestly, though, it did seem more like she was like a maid who gets to fuck.
Yes, basically. Like a live-in maid.
Yeah, who you're like, I guess I'll fuck my maid and then send her to her quarters.
Wow. Yeah. That. I mean, we live in a beautiful country.
It's
a very free country. Which is nice.
When you and Dan first started dating, when did you make it like you're in a close relationship?
Yes. I'd say, do you listen to Savage Love at all?
No.
You should.
People keep telling me I should.
Oh my God, Nicole.
I can't listen to podcasts.
Oh, sorry. Why?
Because
You don't want to like get organized and download them ahead of time?
My brain won't allow me to do it.
You don't want to sit and listen.
My brain just won't allow me to do it.
I can listen to podcasts if I'm driving or if I'm playing a shitty like brainless game on my phone.
I've tried to listen to podcasts while I'm like cleaning the house, but then like I'm away from the sound and then I come back and I'm like, I don't fucking know what they're talking about.
Get some AirPods.
Or I just like zone out and then I'm like, I don't fucking know what's going on anymore.
I do rewind constantly. All right. So I've been listening to Savage Love forever. And Dan Savage has something called monogamish with his husband. I'd say Dan and I have been monogamous for the most part, but it's always like something we talk about. And that's my fault. That is not him. He's not being like, baby, can I, you know, fuck someone? I'm like, I'm definitely the one being like, baby, can I fuck someone? And
baby,
he's like,
somebody. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. It's been a challenge because, you know, I think we're very well matched, like with everything. Except I'm one of those people, but it's something he accepts and has grown to love, hopefully. It's something we talk about.
Okay.
And we definitely were on dating apps at one time for fun, like in our marriage.
Oh.
Yeah. People thought we were cheating.
I think I heard that.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Someone was like, someone saw Dan on Tinder. And I'm like, I know. I helped him make his fucking profile.
I made the profile for him. And he doesn't know he's on Tinder.
Yes. And every time he talks on the phone to a girl, I listen excitedly.
He calls them?
The one girl that he ended up dating, he talked on the phone with her to begin with. And it was like an exciting like moment of me just like, I'm a proud mommy or something. I don't know.
I don't know
what the feeling is that I felt.
Yeah. Excitement. Like you're just like, ooh, this is happening.
Yes. It's
anticipation.
Happening. Yes. And then after he hooked up with her, I was like, I think I'm definitely one of those people who can handle this. Cause I was like, I feel very secure. I feel very, this is great. I there was like not a drop of jealousy. I'm sure there would be some situation where I'd be like, ugh, like, I don't know. It depends on the girl. Because she was like a rando, I was like, great.
And there was no like feelings attached yet.
Yeah, exactly. I had nothing on
when
her.
When you and Dan first started dating, how many months did it take for you to be like, what, are we official? What is this?
I think it was like pretty much, I moved out of my boyfriend's place and I was like, I need to be single for a while because that was crazy, the relationship I just got out of. And Dan was like, are you insane? And I'm like, you're right, we were so in love at that point. Like, could not keep our hands off each other.
Oh.
You know, mid-20s, virile, energetic.
So you guys were, like, official pretty quickly.
Yes, very quickly. Very quickly. Mm. And I think I fucked up at one point. I think I made out with some girl, and he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oopsie.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Couldn't keep my lips to myself.
It was fucked up. It was like, it was really hard. I was like,
this is a big lesson to learn.
Not every guy is like, chill with this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was definitely like shocked and like, what the fuck, man? And so, yeah, that was kind of like, all right, we're exclusive. And then it's been very slow over the years, even broaching that topic of opening mm-hmm. or anything. So, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first boyfriend or girlfriend?
I do. Wow. I mean, does this count? Okay, so I was 11.
11?
Well, okay. So these nasty girls that I used to hang out with in the neighborhood. I used to hang out with some girls in my neighborhood that were older.
Okay.
And they were like, we should hook you up with this kid at my school. Let's take some sexy photos of you. This is like.
They were pimps?
Kind of terrifying. Yeah. They were like 13.
Okay.
And they took some photos of me. I wish I had these because imagine. Just imagine little tiny baby girl trying to look. Oh, it makes me sick. Because I have like four nieces and uh-huh. I know what 11 looks like. Mm-hmm. This is not good. So they took some pictures of me, showed it to this kid at her school. I think his name was. And
we should probably bleep that name in case he's real. Can we use this bleep?
Yes. Okay, let's use that bleep. So this guy, we started writing notes to each other
okay.
and just drenching them. And I drenched mine in like a perfume of my friend's mom
Ooh.
Called Beautiful. And we would write, I love you. We uh-huh. talked on the phone. Then it was finally time to like actually be in the same room together. Mm-hmm. We went to a movie together. And I don't remember what it was because it was the scariest hour of my life. Like, I was so scared. It was like, I think we were against the wall in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, kept having his hand out to hold my hand. And I was just like, I'm going to throw up. I'm the most nervous. And just, like, crawling up the wall. And my friends were there, like, uh-huh. watching and being like, you really didn't go near him. And I was like, uh-huh, because I'm so scared. And then I remember he wrote me a poem. That was roses are red, violets are blue. I really, really want to. And it said, fuck you. And fuck you was crossed out. And then he said, eat you. And at that point in my life, I had no idea what the fuck that meant.
No.
I saw fuck, though, and I was real scared.
Wait, how old was he?
I think he was like 12 or something.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
He was my, I think maybe one grade. I was in fifth grade. He was in sixth grade.
Oh, my.
This is scary.
This is truly a wild ass
and
story.
You know what? I think my parents have no idea that this happened.
Well, now they know.
Now they know. Anyway, I lost my virginity to him. Just kidding. I did not. I broke up with him after that. Like, the note scared
well,
me really
I mean,
bad.
It's not a great note. I want to fuck you. And then you cross it out and go, actually, I just want to eat you out.
And I had no idea what that, I was like, is this a joke? Eat me, huh?
Yeah,
is this like a Bart Simpson wild. Eat my shorts thing?
I wonder where he is now.
I don't know. Probably still in the Rio Grande Valley.
Where's the Rio Grande Valley?
It's in the very bottom tail of Texas, like in the, it's called the Rio Grande Valley. Rio Grande.
Rio Grande?
Yes. I lived for 3 years in McAllen, Texas as a kid.
Oh.
And that was where that was.
Well, we have to take a break.
Okay.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back!
back.
Wow.
I know. What a beautiful, beautiful break it was.
It was such a beautiful break. Those ads. So many good ads.
Don't know what they were. So how many are you? Are you like a serial monogamous? Or no, not monogamous.
Yes.
Like just serial in a relationship?
Yes. And I would say serial monogamous before that boyfriend and things got shaken up. Yeah, I definitely realized in the past 5 years that if I had known about sex and love addiction, I should have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. It's something I'm coming to terms with. I'm one of those people that didn't feel like good about myself unless someone liked me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I think that's most actors.
Most actors, most performers.
Are looking for constantly seeking validation.
Totally.
From strangers.
Total strangers.
Who have no value or influence on your life.
Yeah. And thank God, like, I'm not in the position where that means I have to give them a blowjob anymore. I've never been a sex worker, but as like a teen girl, like, all I wanted was to get, like, fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And men took advantage of that a lot, lot. I gave a ton of blowjobs. But, yeah, I was just like, I want to fall in love with someone. And had, like, you know, I had, like, two other boyfriends in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And then one boyfriend for a little while in freshman year. And then another boyfriend freshman year. That guy, like, totally broke my heart. And then I went on, like, a slut rampage after that.
In high school.
Oh. And then I met the guy that I ended up losing my virginity to at church camp.
Hell yeah, dude. Praise the Lord and get in my pussy.
Yep. And then I kind of was like celibate for a little while. I don't know what that means.
Means you weren't having sex.
Yes. But as a
means
17,
you lost your virginity and then you went, I'm done with this for a minute.
I'm good for a minute. Yeah. I was like, I need to be alone. And then I finally got together with it felt like so long of being single. But when I look back, it was like a year and a half of my entire life. Like, and then I got with this other guy and then dated him until I got to. Do you want to keep hearing this?
Yes.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yes.
This is crazy. Like, I'm realizing.
You've had a lot of boyfriends.
It's terrifying. Yeah. I have never dated a woman long term before. So I dated that guy. I went to college. Broke up with him when I realized, like, you can't have a relationship 2,500 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
Then immediately started dating someone else that was like my big college boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then I met the guy that I moved to New York with.
That's, I wasn't counting, but sounds like you've had 10,000 boyfriends.
10,000 fucking boyfriends.
I want 10,000 boyfriends.
You deserve them.
I just want one. I just want one boyfriend.
Just one sweetheart. It's all
just
it takes.
Just one little sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard.
It's so hard to find a sweetheart.
It's very hard.
Yeah. I think I just had low standards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Much lower standards, for sure. And was willing to take a lot more
crap.
Because, I mean, thinking back, some of these relationships weren't great, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like that is just your early 20s. Mm-hmm. Or, like, any first relationships you have are kind of be like they're going to be bumpy and not great because you have to learn how to deal with people. It's hard.
Yes. I learned a lot from these crazy, crazy, crazy idiots.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks because, part of me wishes I had not become sexually active and for a long time because I just learned so many things. I learned about boundaries.
Yeah.
I learned about how to say no when I didn't want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I learned so much. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's weird that they don't, like, sex education in this country is so bonkers to me.
Right.
I feel like in school I just learned that, like, sex is a thing that you shouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
It's bad.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Abstain.
But it's like, okay, guys, here's what sex is, and here's how you say no.
Yes.
You can do one part of sex and not this part of sex. If he comes too quick, he can fucking do something else. Like,
right.
They don't tell you.
Nobody
things.
Tells you that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's Dan Savage, man. He's really taught me so much about all that shit. Like, I feel like my son, I'm going to have him listen because not only is
he goes
great,
to kindergarten, he's like, guess what I learned, Ms. Smith? I learned no means no.
No means no. And be good giving and game to your partners.
GGG. Yeah, it's just, yeah, there's so much about like how to treat women. Yes, the like just doing stuff other than sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at a certain point, I was like, well, you can't not have penetrative sex every time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many other things.
Yeah, there's so many other things you can do.
Yeah. Doesn't depend on P in the V.
No. Sometimes P can go in the M
exactly.
Or the A. Or the...
H.
H. Hand.
The hand.
Or B knee, B, BK, back of the knee. Just bend that knee and fuck right there.
The C of the E, the crease of the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or,
where else?
BT, between toes.
Yeah. The AP, the armpit. Ooh, between the toes. How does that work?
You spread those
toes. Have you done that?
No.
Have you done that?
No, I don't like feet. Like,
feet
I
things.
Don't think I could ever date someone with like a foot fetish.
Yeah.
I don't want you touching my feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I barely like getting a pedicure, but I get a pedicure because I love looking at polished toes.
Yes. Yeah. So you don't like being touched, like you don't like a massage on your calf or whatever.
I would calf maybe.
Yeah.
But I would never let someone massage my feet.
It's just, is it too sensitive or you're just like, don't touch me down there.
Don't touch my
it
fucking feet. Don't touch me below the ankles.
Gotcha.
It's just, the thought of it really makes me feel insane.
I wonder why.
Just imagining someone touching my feet who I loved. Because feet are not for people you love. Feet are for someone you pay to touch them.
Total. I mean, I feel like that's how I used to feel about my vagina, though.
Oh.
I was like, get your face away from my vagina.
Oh, I love slamming someone's face right into
my
pussy.
That's so great. That is so, that's so healthy.
Well, because I'm like, you're lucky to be here.
Yes.
Eat it.
Yes. See, that's, yeah. I wish I was single with that perspective.
Mm.
So in a way... You're very lucky.
Yeah, I'm pretty vocal about, like, people going down on me.
That's great.
Because that's what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to fuck you, I better come. I'm not here for the...
It's part of the deal.
I'm not here just to please you.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I am just there to please you.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm like, I'll just give you a blowjob and be done with it.
Yeah. And that's, like, exciting for you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Interesting.
If I like someone enough, I'll want to please them.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, I'm on my period, I've never had sex on my period.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a dude on and off for a very long time who just, like, wouldn't do it. So then I was like, well, okay, I would like to have a sexual experience, so I'll give you a blowjob.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I can't really fault people for not being into sex on periods.
I mean, yeah, it's like you're jamming your dick into a bloody hole.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of hot. And it's like, well, it's wetter than usual, but it's like kind of horrifying.
Yeah,
it's wet from blood.
I just, the thought of like someone pulling their dick out and then me being like, it's covered in blood.
Yes.
I think that's terrifying.
I've seen it. I've had sex on my period and I've seen it and it's horrifying. And I think I took a picture of it once because I was so like, wow, this is something.
Also, sometimes your period blood is like chunky.
Yes. Yeah. No,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
I don't know if it's for me.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe I'll be in a relationship with somebody who's like, I love having chunks on my dick.
See, that's... Yeah, some guys are real into it.
All right.
And they want to, like, go down on it. They want to get covered in blood. Their faces. Yeah.
That's not for me.
Mm-mm.
Period blood to me, it smells like wet panties.
Yeah, it's not a good scent.
It's
not meant to be imbibed.
No. Yeah, and I'm just like, I think even for me, I'm like, I don't really want to be down there on my period. So like, why would you want to be down there?
It's waste. It's your body's waste.
I hate getting my period. It's literally
Ugh.
The bane of I because I don't track it well.
Yeah.
I like try to put in my little period tracker. So right. like I try to know when it's coming, but like it's always a surprise.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm like moody, I'm like, I think I'm having a midlife crisis.
Totally. Well, like, I finally got on top of it mm-hmm. because I had, well, I went without my period because I was pregnant. Does it stop when you're pregnant? Yes. Sorry.
Whoa.
I totally forgot.
Kelly.
Yes, yes, yes. Your period stops when you're pregnant.
That's how you know you're pregnant.
Yes, yes, yes. I forgot. So then after, but then after you have a baby, it's also stopped for a while.
Oh.
Because I think it really depends because some people start menstruating again right off the bat. But I, like, when my milk ran low, because I breastfed for a while, when the mm-hmm. milk ran low, the period kind of waned. And then it came back, though, full force after I stopped breastfeeding entirely. Mm. And on top of, like, having some postpartum depression with stopping breastfeeding,
mm-hmm.
like, the hormonal shift, I was also having my first PMS in, like, a year and a half.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was blindsided, and I thought something was very wrong with me, mm-hmm. which I think it was. Like, I went to my psychiatrist. I was like, I need to be back on medicine now.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I'm, like, on a low dose of what I used to be on. But it's, like, I had to get over that hump. And then I realized with the timing of my period, oh, that was PMS. And then I got real into tracking it. And I got this app where, like, you can kind of type in, like, today I feel moody. Mm-hmm. So next month I have, like, a clue.
Oh.
Because I really want to prevent that, like, everyone hates me feeling mm-hmm. and being, like, I mean, I can't prevent that. I will get that every month. I will get that. But, like, I just want to know that I'm not going crazy.
Yeah, every month I fully go, I don't know, I think I'm dying.
Yeah.
My body hurts. Yeah. Everyone hates me. Yeah. I'm stupid.
It really is crazy.
I should walk into traffic. Yeah. And just end it all. And then my period will come and I'll go, oh.
Oops.
That's why I feel fucking insane.
Yes. What's so fucking unfair?
It really is.
And we just go, yeah, we just have to get it. It's so dumb that you can't just, like, turn on your reproductive system when you need it.
Oh, my God. What a treat that would be to just, like, leave it stick off? A key in my side.
Yeah.
Turn it on and be like, I'm ready for a baby.
No, we're not getting pregnant this month. Don't get ready. Don't get ready. Don't start making a baby house. No one said anything.
Nobody wants a baby here.
No. It's so crazy. Getting pregnant, by the way, is nuts to be finally like, I am trying to have a baby.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, after years of birth control,
mm-hmm.
being super careful, having all kinds of scares.
Mm-hmm. And now you're like, all right, let's raw dog, and I won't take a single thing. Shoot it at me.
I basically have not let a guy come in me since college because mm-hmm. one time that happened, and, like, I remember the rest of the day it was just pouring out of me.
That's like one of the reasons why I won't let anyone come at me.
So I'm
another reason is I'm not on birth control.
Nicole, girl.
Listen, I'm never getting pregnant.
Yes, please don't.
I just don't think I will.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that you have a working system?
Yeah. Last time I went to the gynecologist, nobody's ever been like, your shit's
not
broken.
On birth control.
No.
It's possible, babe.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't think so. Okay. I fucked someone on and off for 3 years with no condom and I never got pregnant.
I can't believe. Same, my whole life. I can't believe that I never got pregnant. And then I was convinced that my shit was broken.
Oh.
I was like, because there's been too many close calls.
But your oven's just fine. And you cooked up that baby.
Totally. It cooked it up right away. But yeah, I don't remember what I was saying.
Getting pregnant, trying to have a baby is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, to have it. But yes, I never let anyone come in me.
I mean, if you wear a condom, you can come in me because you're coming in the condom.
Then you throw the little bag away.
Just throw it away.
Throw it away.
Condoms are so weird.
They are so strange.
Bag of jizz.
Yes, it's so funny to just be like, here's my little bag, tie it off. It's like a little dog shit bag or something. You have a dog. You know what I'm talking about.
It is a dog shit bag. Yeah. You do have to tie it off. Otherwise, you're going to have jizz all over your garbage.
Exactly.
You can't have jizzy garbage.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I guess I've never inspected a dick after like they come because you kind of just lay there for a little bit. But I'm like, is there like jizz residue all over your dick?
From what I've observed, yeah. When they have a condom on, yeah. It like kind of spills over the side and I wish you could see my hand.
Sort of. I guess I just truly have not been paying attention after people come. Because I'm like, did you just like pull off a condom and do a jizzy dick and we're just laying there while you have jizzy dick?
Yeah, I would hope you would like wipe it off. Maybe
well,
they wipe it off.
I usually go to the bathroom so maybe like, they're a little bit off, like, you know, because I don't want a UTI or whatever.
Maybe if he's some nasty boy, he's just wiping it on his covers or like he's got his little jizz sock that he wiped it on.
A little jizz sock?
Ugh. Are you hooking up with people these days? Like, have you been to like a man's house?
Yes.
Semi-recently. Like, what are men's, because I haven't like slept around in a while.
Mm-hmm.
What are men's houses still horrible like they were when I was in my early 20s?
Honestly, when you sleep with older guys, more men have bed frames.
Oh, thank God.
Which is really nice.
Yes, a bed frame.
And like their sheets are like, they smell kind of clean. You're like, all right, so we're washing these.
Right, right.
Yeah, I would say it's like a real nice improvement.
Good, good.
In the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Although, this is a while ago. I did fuck a dude who had a mattress on the floor and a red light for his iguana.
Shit.
And he told me he liked Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Three.
And we
nightmare
sat in
scenario.
His lukewarm hot tub.
That it is was, awful.
And he lived so far in the valley.
This
but I drove so
is
far.
Is a horror movie.
That I was like, I have to.
You have to do it.
I have to fuck you.
Sorry. I just have to warm up my hide. It's a little. It's not really warm.
Well, he knew I was coming, and I was like, I'll be there in, like, an hour. He should have turned it on
yes,
then.
Yes,
I don't know when he fucking turned it on.
Ugh.
And then there was another guy who also lived deep in the fucking valley, had too much carpeting in his apartment, but, like, not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he chose it, so, like, his fault. And then he had just, like, a lot of guitars on the wall. And I was like, do you play? And he was
no.
And I was like, so this is a design aesthetic? Do you think you live in the Hard Rock fucking... The Hard Rock Hotel.
Were like, they an important Hard Rock Cafe? Is there a Hard Rock Hotel?
There was.
There
it
was?
Closed today.
What?
You better believe there was a Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And I just stayed there because I hosted the Gay Porn Awards that were in the Hard Rock Hotel.
You hosted the Gay Porn Awards?
Hell yeah, dude.
That is incredible.
It really was a fucking dream.
Can anyone go to those? Or you have to be invited.
I think you could buy your ticket.
You can attend.
I think you can attend. My friend Mono came with me, and then my other friend Amy was in town, so she came.
That sounds fun.
It was very fun. I had a really good time, and I was like, please let me come back.
Oh, my God. Is it gay men, or just
it was
is
gay
it,
men.
Does it cover lesbians, or no?
No,
just gay men.
It was just gay men. I wonder why.
Yeah, the lesbian porn industry isn't really,
it's not bustling.
From my observance on Pornhub or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It seems like it's just sort of on the side. Like, it's kind of like there isn't a whole world around it. It's less of a genre.
Maybe.
It's very hard to find lesbian porn that looks genuine.
That looks like real lesbians having sex. It's usually like a lady who's like, I'm just going to hook up with a girl for today.
Yes. And I have very long fingernails that I'm going to shove up her pussy, which is horrifying.
Yeah.
You've got long fingernails. I guess you're not going to be hooking up with a lady anytime
soon. But
there,
I think these are vagina friendly.
Somewhat. If you don't go too far, you don't want to like pierce her. Whatever.
Cervix.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, that's all I'm trying to do is pierce someone's cervix. I say, hi, hello. You want to come home with me? I want to give you a new piercing inside of you. Yeah, I think these are lady friendly.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
I don't
know what you're doing with those.
What?
You know what you're doing with those.
I think so.
Do you always have long nails?
For the last couple of years, I've had long nails.
And you love it?
I do. When I take them off, I feel like my fingers look like stubs, which is stupid because I have very long fingers.
Right.
I have piano fingers. That's my mother would call them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're good for like playing piano. You can
reach. I bet you can like, play guitar well, too.
Chords. Maybe.
Do you play an instrument?
I can play just The Melody of My Heart Will Go On piano.
Really?
Yeah. Just without the chords.
For some reason, because you've mentioned before on your podcast that you haven't watched a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. Have you, in my head, I was like, I wonder if she's seen Titanic.
I love Titanic.
You love Titanic?
It's a great movie.
Dan had not seen Titanic until this, like, past year.
What?
And he actually loved it.
It's a great movie.
I was actually amazed at how well it held up. Because, like, half of the movie, you're just, like, on the edge of your seat with people dying and insanity going down.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
My favorite movie is Ghost, and it's playing in a theater.
Are you serious?
On February 25th, and I'm so excited. I've already bought my ticket.
Dude, I should go. Like, I was obsessed with that movie as
really?
A kid.
Really? Go. I've never seen it in a theater, but I, like, fucking love it.
I haven't seen it in years either.
So I'm going to have to find someone to take with me.
Oh, my God.
A boy who's going to be like, I have to sit through Ghost. Like, if you love me.
I feel like Ghost is good, though. You gotta
love Ghost. It's a perfect movie.
There's a love story. There's comic relief.
You got Whoopi Goldberg. She's so funny.
No one else in it is funny.
You are correct. I called it a comedy, and someone was like, it's not a comedy. And I was like, well, I'd be tee-hee-heeing, so yeah. I truly think it is.
Did you watch it as a little kid?
Yes.
Okay. Did it terrify you when the guy was dragged to hell?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know what that sound is?
Is that the sound of the demons dragging him down?
Yeah, but it's crying children that they just slowed down.
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean, oh, no.
Yeah, the, it's like that crying babies or something.
Brilliant sound design.
Isn't that wild?
I would have never thought to do that, and that scares me so bad.
Yeah, that's a fucking twisted person who's like, yes. Yeah. Let's slow down these babies crying.
Wow. Let's see how fucking scary that is.
I fucking love it.
Yeah. That is one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't see that actor for a while, the one that gets dragged to hell.
Willie Lopez or Tony Goldwyn?
Tony Goldwyn.
Who plays Carl?
Yes, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
So he... I rented something from Rent the Runway.
Mm.
And you know how have you ever rented a runway?
No, but I know what it is.
So people will post pictures of themselves in the outfit so you can see what it looks like on a real body. And one of the pictures was a woman posing with him at a party. And I was like, oh my God.
How wild to post that picture. She's like, I need everyone to know that I know Tony Goldwyn. And I rented a dress to meet him.
Yes.
That's very funny. I once saw him at an airport and I like instantly creamed my pants. I was like,
he is
Carl.
Hot.
He's so bad.
He's a bad man.
I love him.
He's so hot. I actually don't even remember what the concept. Like, did he have Patrick Swayze murdered? What happened?
He was embezzling money with like these like mobsters or whatever. And he put the money in an account that Patrick Swayze was managing.
Right.
So he needed his codes were in a little book. So he hired Willie Lopez to steal the codes from Patrick Swayze when he was coming home from a play. I think it was Macbeth with Demi Moore, aka Molly.
Right.
And they have like a terse conversation and then she like clocks Willie Lopez and then Willie tries to take the book from him and then ends up shooting him. And he didn't mean to kill him.
Okay.
He was like, I just want you to steal the book and you fucking killed him. So then.
See, I basically asked that question to determine whether the guy deserved to go to hell. And I don't think he did. He just got mixed up with the wrong people.
Then Carl was like, so he tried to, like, get at Molly a little bit. He also tried hooking up with Molly.
Yeah.
Which isn't, like, cool. You can't do that if your friend fucking dies.
No, that's true.
You can't move in on his bitch.
So,
let her cool off
first. So that's hell worthy for you?
I mean, I don't want to pass judgment on anybody.
Me neither.
I don't think hell.
I don't believe in hell.
I don't know what I believe in.
Yeah, me neither.
I just hope that, like, when I die, it's done. You know? I'm tired right now.
Right.
And the thought of, like, existing in another plane makes me even more exhausted.
Life is long.
Life is so long.
I was watching, have you seen the movie? Sorry, this is not a show called Talk About Movies.
It's okay.
But I was just watching the movie Magnolia, which.
Never seen it.
It's a pretty good movie.
Tom Cruise?
It is extremely long. Yes.
Penelope Cruz?
Penelope Cruz, no.
Okay.
Not Penelope Cruz.
No Penelope Cruz?
It's a Paul Thomas Anderson. It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's got Tom Cruise. It's got some greats. So in this movie, one of the characters, he's an old man on his deathbed, and he has like a big old monologue about regret.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, life isn't short, it's long. It's so long. And I was like, I'm thinking of Nicole right now.
I'll say that on my deathbed. I'll be like, I can't believe it was so,
so
long.
Fucking long.
It is. Yeah. People are like, life is too short. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. No, I agree that it's long, but I have like always struggled with consciousness. Like, I'm afraid of death because I don't want to be dead, but I can't imagine what death mm-hmm. is. But being alive forever is horrifying. Mm-hmm. So recently I've kind of adapted what is it called when you're reborn? Fuck.
A phoenix rises from the ashes. No. After rebirth, afterlife, second life.
It's what Buddhists believe in.
Oh, reincarnation.
Reincarnation. Thank you. I've started thinking about reincarnation and it doesn't bother me as much mm-hmm. because I think the idea is there that your soul like gets a good long rest.
Oh, okay.
And then you're ready for like round two as a baby. But,
like, what if you come back as like a bumblebee?
I don't think you do.
Oh.
I think that, well, from what, never mind. I don't know enough about Buddhism at all.
Guess what? People in the comments will correct you. God. Go for it.
Please, please, God. But from what I've seen and read about, like, humans come back as humans.
Mm.
You kind of stick to your species. But okay. Who knows? There's no order. This could be total bullshit.
I mean, I guess I could come back. But if I come back, I don't want to live in America. I want to live in a different country. That'd be fun. And I want to know a different language.
Me too. Right? Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Like, if I come back, I want to be, like, Moroccan.
Yeah.
Or like live on the Seychelles Islands. Seychelles? Seychelles Islands?
I think it's Seychelles.
Or like Egyptian.
Yeah.
I want to be like over there.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we come back, if we'll be in the future or if we'll be in the past. Like,
oh, no.
This time is a flat circle.
I have to come back in the future. I don't want to be in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, that would suck.
Ride a horse and buggy? Get
out of
here.
Yeah, but what if you're a guy? Then you'll get, you'll have.
Then I'll ride the horse and buggy.
A lot of fun. Then I'll ride the horse and buggy. That'll be fun as a man.
Yeah, my dick just bumping
boom,
along.
Boom, ba-bum, ba-boom, ba-bum.
If I was a boy, I would stick my dick in everything. I know I would.
Oh, me too.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
As an experimental teen who wanted to have an orgasm,
mm-hmm.
I kind of went around the house sticking shit up my butt.
Sure.
See, I didn't really get the whole how orgasms work until for a while.
I mean,
I didn't understand that it was like a rubbing thing and not mm-hmm. like a shove stuff up your vagina thing.
Well, for some women, they can come with stuff shoved up their vagina.
I think so. Yeah. But not
I'm
like a toothbrush
them.
Wand, right?
No.
Yeah, you're one of those people that can, like, get the G-spot
mm-hmm.
deal.
Well, because I have a G-spot vibrator.
Ooh.
I
want to try that.
Many G-spot vibrators.
That's exciting.
I have a whole drawer, and yesterday I opened it, and I was like, it's getting full. I can't have a second sex toy drawer.
That's
too much.
Why don't you? Well, I
donate
finally
them to a lady in need.
Are they battery operated?
Most of them are.
Do you have a rechargeable?
There's a couple rechargeables.
I have a favorite.
They're all rechargeable except for one.
Oh, okay.
My favorite one.
Yeah, I feel like the rechargeable is the way to go. Because mm-hmm. I've had mine for like 7 to 8 years now. I think I just splurged one day and was like,
what
I'm going to spend. Jimmy Jane? Is that a company?
I mean, maybe.
I think it's a company. I went to like Toys and Babeland or whatever mm-hmm. in Manhattan.
That's where I got my favorite vibrator from.
And I saw this beautiful vibrator on display and it was like $125 mm-hmm. or something. And I was like, I deserve this.
I'm so
sick of fucking AA batteries rolling around my house. just like dirty in the like bedside table drawer. Just like, I don't know why. I've always been bad with batteries, like mm-hmm. used ones just stick around.
Yeah, right now when you open my drawer, it rattles a little bit because there's old batteries.
Yes, yes.
And then I do a thing where I don't throw them away because I'll mix up batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll take one out and put an old one in and be like, it works again.
Desperate.
I'm just like, I just need to come.
Desperate fiends. Oh, yeah. I've never felt more like a drug addict when I need to come.
Yeah. I'm
and something's not charged.
Very horny.
Yeah. I got to charge that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like, it's shaped in like sort of like a bowling pin almost. It's kind of like a ball shape at the bottom, and then it comes up into like a dick, but it's not big. And I very rarely use it for penetration.
Oh.
I just kind of use it as a vibrator.
It rolls. I use my Hitachi magic wand.
Oh my God, you have one of those. I fucking love it. Oh my God.
The first time I used it, I audibly was like, wow.
Wow.
It's great.
Calmly like, wow.
I love my Hitachi magic wand. I love my G-spot vibrator. I love my Tracy's dog, which is a clitoral sucker and G-spot vibrator.
I think I heard you mention that once. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's wild.
Is it good?
I love it.
Okay.
One review from a friend said, it's too dang strong.
It might be too much for me.
But. Hurt me.
Yeah. Hurt me.
Hurt me. Be real. Rough on my bits.
Have you ever gotten to the point where you're like, oh, something happened and my clit is like sore and like fucked up? And
yes.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I just have to leave it alone for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And it heals up, but it's scary.
It does heal up. It is a little scary because you're like, it's so sensitive.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
It
oh,
like
no.
hurts.
Yes. Yeah.
I once had a dude, he like, the only way I can describe this is fingered me like he was pressing an elevator button and it like and he was just trying to get that door to close before the person he hates gets on,
like just like with a thumb kind of thing,
like just with too many fingers too. And it like it got to a point where I was like, ow, you're like, it hurt me, but like you are hurting me.
Jesus.
And he was like, what? And I was like, I can you not
what? Ew.
He was also disgusting.
What? I'm going to kill you.
This is a fucking appetizer to your death.
Yes, exactly.
Ugh. And then he had the smallest dick. And
oh, man.
I mean, I've gotten messages from people being like, please don't dick shame. But like, I'm a size queen. Sorry about it.
You like a big cock?
I like a big old dick. And his was tiny. And he was like fucking me from behind. And I kept sliding out because I got a fat ass. And he was like, you have to get on top. And I was like, no. I'm not doing any work for this.
Wow. That guy, Jesus. Well, I'm glad you, I'm just imagining myself in that position. And I would have been like, I'm so sorry. Of course, hon. That's good.
Sorry.
That's very good.
I don't want
to piss people off.
Most of my guests this. I can't say all because I keep forgetting. But would you date me?
What? Would? Okay. That is... I think that she's doing a lot of posing. I was ready for this question, but I think yes, but like, would you date me?
I would date you.
You would?
I think you're very cool, chill, and fun.
Thank you. Good. We've never like hung out, you know?
Not one-on-one.
Like we've mostly just
been like at parties.
Yes, parties. We went to didn't we go to Dan's wedding?
We did go to Dan Black's wedding.
Yeah.
That was a fun wedding.
It was. Did we share a hotel room?
No. We were at the same... Wait.
We were just at the same hotel.
No, we did. Dan, and Langan?
Veronica.
Oh, no, Veronica.
Yeah.
And she wore the smallest dress I've ever seen on a human being to that wedding.
It was like the Jennifer Lopez dress.
Yep, it was like a nude illusion dress. And she was like, should I wear this? And I was like, I mean...
Of course.
Sure?
I think I have like 80 pictures of her in that dress.
Same. I think I posted one on my Instagram because I was like, I can't believe she wore this to a wedding.
This is unbelievable. She looked great.
She did look phenomenal.
She could pull it off.
She's so pretty.
But yes, I would date you.
Thank you.
Yes, I would date you. I think we would have a lot of fun.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it would be really fun.
Well, we've come to the end.
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Yes. Oh, are you not showing people your, like, Tinder profile anymore?
No.
Did you give up on it?
Well, because people, I got a couple comments that was like, this is redundant. Not changing it.
Gotcha.
So I was like, if I don't change it, I guess I shouldn't show it.
Have you thought about changing it?
No.
No, it is what it is.
Wait, I think you recently said you were going to get off Raya.
I did get off Raya.
Good.
Got back on Raya because Channing Tatum's on Raya.
Oh, trying to
meet
that him. Would be interesting. Oh boy.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun if I dated Channing Tatum?
It would be so fun.
I'd be like, oh my God, my boyfriend looks like a hot potato.
Yes, he does look like a potato. Okay. I would like to promote, me and my friend Brady Elliott have a new podcast called The Squirt, which is going to debut soon. I'd also like to promote my old podcast, Make Me Like It, which has like 91 episodes.
Ooh.
Check it out. It's a very good show. It takes a lot of work, so we can't really do it anymore now that I have a baby. But I just want to say hello, and I miss you, and I love you, if there is any listener crossover. And I guess that's it. You know, I don't really have anything else going on. Check out my Hotels.com commercial.
Hell yeah, dude.
TV.
Hotels.com.
Yep. Captain Obvious.
Well, if you like this episode, you can subscribe. You can like it on iTunes. And if you send me a dirty message, I will read it. This says, Nicole, I want to take all the dirty panties from when you have yeast infections and put them in a jar with fruit and make a pungent moonshine out of it.
Oh my God. Whoa. I'm going to throw up.
Drink it with you and pile drive your punani until we puke from drinking too much yeasty moonshine. Gotta say, that one is worse than when a man asked to flip me upside down and fill me with clam chowder. That was awful.
A different person said the clam chowder thing?
Yes.
Holy
but
shit.
But my God, that was awful.
Oh my God.
Let's see if I can find another one.
I want to burn my panties when I have a yeast infection.
Oh, this is not a nasty message, but this is a message I got from someone on Hinge. I have one of the prompts is like, who would you have dinner with? And I said, the Minions. And because I love them.
You do, for real?
I do.
That's not a joke.
No, I made Sasheer watch the Minions on the plane because I kept telling her how great the movie was. And instead of watching my own movie, I watched her watch the movie. And when she didn't laugh at parts I laughed at, I'd tap her and go, why didn't you laugh at that?
Sasheer's like
fully insane person.
Oh my God.
So this person said, CC Nick Weiger, because Nick Weiger loves the Minions too.
Uh-huh.
So I said, I guess you like the Doughboys. He goes, yeah, the Nicole Byer episodes. I don't know. It would have been smoother to pretend like I didn't know who you were. And I debated that for a second. And then I was like, that's okay. I'd rather people say it sooner than later. It's a weird thing. And then he never responded back.
Ugh, come
on. He just wanted me to know that he listens to podcasts.
And that's it.
But I'm like, don't do that on a dating app.
That's very stupid.
Find me somewhere in Los Angeles while I'm eating and tell me.
That's so dumb.
Not while I'm trying to get fucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
God,
don't compliment me unless you want to fuck me.
That adds a whole other layer of frustration.
Yes.
Being well known. Jesus fucking Christ.
To be mildly successful. It's my cross to bear. All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.